Well, let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。好，奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日早上的查经聚会。
In the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Bible study.
我们首先来唱一首诗，332首。
First sing hymn 332. Please be seated.
啊，奉主耶稣圣名开始我们啊今天早上的啊查经聚会。
In the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Bible study.
我们来继续查考这个啊耶利米书的48章。
So we continue to study Jeremiah chapter 48.
请打开啊耶利米书的48章。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 48.
啊，我们。大家轮流一人读一节。
So we're going to take turns and read one verse each.
48章里头一共有47节。
And in chapter 48, there are a total of 47 verses.
所以轮到你读的时候，请你读大声一点
。When it comes to your turn to read the verse, please read louder.
志娟弟兄，你开始。第二节，不是。That's right.
All of this is destroyed from the ones of us are going to return.
九节，是吧？第八节，我谁？是吧？
第九节，要将翅膀给牧羊，使它可以飞去，它的唇语必遮当人，无人记住。
第十节，南部为耶和华行事的，必受咒诅，禁止刀剑、弓箭的，必受咒诅。
第十四节，你们这边说我们是有数，是有勇力打仗的。第十五节，
不要看。
十六节，摩押的在央临近，阿普的难速速来到。十七节，凡被他视为和正视他们的，你们都要有他悲伤处，那提示的将和那美好的将，和挺持重的人，北京。
主阿罗尼的案要站在洞房观望，问逃避的男人和逃脱的女人说是什么事呢？What is she? What is broken down? When the talent we have and that want is wanted.
二十一节，
二十一节，耶和华临到平原之地的何伦、亚达、尼华亚。
二十二节，底本、尼波、伯基、底拉、泰金。
23。
27, we'll not Israel the object of your ridicule, your spot among these that you shake your head and scorn whenever you speak of her.
19, 30, 30。三十。
今天啊，葡萄树，我为你哀哭什么地？亚谢人哀哭你的子子，万 半年过海之长到亚列海那行体内的，已经临到你夏天的脖子，和你们和你们所摘的葡萄。
Verse 41. Kerioth is taken and the strongholds are surprised. The mighty men's hearts in Moab on that day shall be like the heart of a woman in birth pangs.
42节啊，奉主耶稣圣名读经。摩亚必被啊毁灭，不再成国，因他向耶和华夸大。43。Amen. 感谢神，我们已经把这个48章全都读过了一遍。
Thank God, we've gone through chapter 48 once.
那今天我们是来查考这个关于神怎么样来对摩亚的这个预言。
So this chapter is talking about the prophecy of God against Moab.
我们都知道从46章开始一直到50章里头谈到就是神借着先知的口预言怎么样来惩罚那些曾经来欺压或者那些来欺负以色列或者犹太人的这些外族人。
So from chapter 46 to chapter 50 is God using the mouth of Jeremiah to prophesy judgment against the nations that went against Israel.
46章是谈到这个埃及人。
So chapter 46 talks about Egypt.
47章是谈到这个腓力士人。
Chapter 47 talks about the Philistines.
48章是谈到神对摩亚这个预言。
Chapter 48 is against Moab.
49章是亚门人。
49 is about the Ammonites.
也在 这个四十九章里头也谈到这个以东。
And it also talks about Edom in chapter 49.
最后呢，五十章是预言到这个巴比伦的刑罚。
Finally, in chapter 50, it talks about the judgment on Babylon.
我们都知道神的百姓往往违背神的命令拜偶像，不听从神的吩咐。
And we know that the people of God went against his commands by worshipping idols.
神就会一般会兴起这些外族人来惩罚他们。
And very often God would rise up these other nations to punish them.
接着这些惩罚，希望神的百姓再次被提醒被警告回到神那里来。
And God had this hope that with these foreign nations attacking Israel, that they would be reminded and awakened.
所以四十八章里头是谈到神怎么样来管教这个非常骄傲的摩押。
Chapter 48 talks about how God is judging and punishing Moab, which was very proud.
我们先来看四十八章的第七节。
Let's look at chapter 48, verse 7.
这里说你应依靠自己所做的和自己的财宝必被攻取，祭幕和属他的祭司首领也要一同被掳去。
Verse 7, for because you have trusted in your works and your treasures, you also shall be taken, and Chemosh shall go forth into captivity, her priests and his priests and his princes shall go together.
48章里头先知首先指出当时摩押人他们骄傲的地方
Chapter 48 talks about the areas in which Moab was proud.
他们依靠自己非常有能力自己也非常有很多的富的财富。
They relied on themselves because they had much power and also wealth.
但是先知在这里告诉他们预言呢他们会被一同来掳去。
But the prophet was telling them that they would be captive as well.
所以48章里头大概可以分四段我们今天早上来讲一讲。
And so we can split this chapter into four sections.
这个摩押的这个受管教大概是发生在主前的602年的时间。
And so this punishment on Moab was around 602 BC.
我们来看这个第一节到第三节。
Let's look at verse 1 to verse 3.
论摩押万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，尼波有祸了，因变为荒场。基列亭蒙羞被攻取，米斯加蒙羞被毁坏。第二节，摩押不再被称赞，有人在西士本色设谋害他，说来吧，我们将他剪除，不再成国马德面呢，你也必默默无声，刀剑必追赶你。第三节，从赫阿罗念有喊荒凉大毁灭的哀声这里第一节到第三节谈到很多的名字。
So in verse 1 to verse 3 talks about many names.
这些都是当这个摩押这个地方的一些很比较有名的城邑。
These were cities that were well known in the land of Moab.
所以如果我们看这个圣经的这个地图的话，你就知道摩押是在这个死海的这个东北边。
And we know that from the maps that Moab is the southeastern part from the Dead Sea.
东北 ,northeast.
Northeast.
所以那个地方其实是非常的富裕的一个地区。
And that land was quite wealthy.
但是呢在这里头从第一段里头第一节到第十节告诉我们呢神预言这个摩押他必定会遭受到这个毁灭。
But from this passage we see that they will be destroyed.
第四节
Verse 4.
摩押毁灭了他的孩童发哀声使人听见。
Moab is destroyed, her little ones have caused a cry to be heard.
人上如虚波随走随哭，因为在阿罗念的下波听见毁灭的哀声。
For in the ascent of Luhith, they ascend with continual weeping. For in the descent of Horonaim, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction.
卢西或者阿罗念都是在摩押地的两个地方。
Luhith and Horonaim are places in Moab.
我们可以看一下这个以赛亚书十五章。
We can look at Isaiah chapter 15.
我们请打开以赛亚书十五章。
Isaiah chapter 15.
十五章第五节
，verse five，
第四、第五节
，verse four and verse five。
西士本和以利亚利哀哀 悲哀的声音达到亚杂，所以摩亚带兵去高声喊浪，人心战惊。第五节，我心为摩亚哀悲哀啊，他的贵胄啊逃到索尔，到伊基拉啊，斯利斯亚啊，他们上啊卢西波随走随过，在和罗念的路上因毁灭举起哀声啊。同样的，这里啊，以赛亚先知啊记载啊，这个摩亚啊必定会到会遭受这个灭亡。
Isaiah likewise proclaimed the judgment against Moab.
啊，告诉我们说啊，摩亚啊，这个这一族啊，会受到会被神来惩罚。
That the Moabites would be destroyed by God.
啊，所以他们为什么会这样呢
？And why is this?
啊，当然，等一下我们在48章里头，我们可以查考得到。
And later on in chapter 48, we can see.
我们回来看这个48章。
Let's turn back to chapter 48.
我们来看第七节。
Verse 7.
啊，刚才我们已经读过了，你应依靠自己所做的和自己的财宝，必被攻取。
That because they had trusted in their works and their treasures, that they would be taken.
啊，祭幕和属他的祭司啊，首领。也要一同被掳去。
And Chemosh shall go forth into captivity, his priests and his princes together.
这里是神向这个借着先知的口告诉摩亚说，他们虽然能够懂得依靠自己，有自己的财富，但是他们一样会被攻取。
So this is the prophet warning the people that even though they had their works and their wealth, they would still be brought into captivity.
基摩是当时摩亚人所拜的神。
Chemosh was a god that the Moabites worshipped.
所以这里先知说，基摩和属他的祭司首领也要一同被掳去。
And so that's why Jeremiah says that Chemosh shall go forth into captivity.
先知要告诉他们说，甚至你们所敬拜的这位神呐、还有众祭司都不能保护你们。
Jeremiah was telling them that even though you worship this god, he cannot help you.
所以从第八节到第十节，我们发觉到说。这里头先知告诉他们他们怎么样被来毁灭。
And from verse 8 to verse 10 talks about how they will be destroyed.
心毁灭的必来到各城无一城得免，山谷必至败落，平原也必败坏，正如神所说的。第九节，要将翅膀给摩亚，使他可以飞去，他的诚意在必至荒凉无人居住。第十节，懒惰为耶和华行事的必受咒诅，禁止刀剑不经学的必受咒诅。所以这里告诉我们神的惩罚怎么样来临到这些摩亚人。
These three verses talk about how the punishment of God comes upon the people.
所以告诉我们我们不要来依靠君王，也不要来依靠世人。
And this is a warning for us not to rely on other people.
因为他们一点都不能帮助人的。
Because a man cannot help us.
我们看这个诗篇的146篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 146.
我们请打开诗篇146篇。
Psalm 146.
诗篇146篇。
Psalm 146.
然后我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
146篇第三节。
Psalm 146.
你们不要倚靠君王，不要倚靠世人，他一点不能帮助。
Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help.
所以一个人如果懂得来倚靠神才会完全得到神的帮助。
Only someone who knows how to rely on God can receive help from God.
神才是我们随时在患难中的一个好帮助。
God is our daily help and refuge in our every situation.
因为神是我们这个生活当中的一个好的依靠。
Because he is a trustworthy reliance.
所以在我们忙碌的生活当中我们千万不要来忘记神。
So in our busy lives, let us not forget God.
不管我们做的事情有多少，但是每逢到了要守安息日的时候呢，我们必须要来到教会来敬拜神。
Regardless of how much we have to do, let us not forget God and also to come to the Sabbath.
我们会来看这个48章耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 48.
我们来看这个第二段11节到25节。
The second part is from
十一节到二十五节。
From verse 11 to verse 25.
十一节说到摩亚自年幼年以来得常享安逸如久在扎宰上曾经没有从这器皿倒在那器皿里也未曾被掳去因此他的原味尚存香气未变。
Verse 11, a Moab has been at ease from his youth. He has settled on his dregs and has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into captivity. Therefore, his taste remained in him and his scent has not changed.
有人说当时的摩亚他们以产这些很有名的酒出名的。
Some say that at the time, Moab was a great producer of wines.
而且他们的酒都非常的好。
And so their wines were very great.
所以这里先知就用这个一个比喻来谈到摩亚人他们的这种生活。
So Jeremiah uses this as an example of how they live their lives.
说摩亚他们自幼年以来常享安逸。
And so Moab has been at ease from his youth.
是说他们从小到长大他们没有经历过什么的这些苦难。
For a very long time, they had not experienced much suffering.
这里先知说他们就好像这些酒渣上曾经没有从这器皿倒出来过的这些器皿一样。
And just like wine, that they have settled on their dregs and have not been emptied from vessel to vessel.
所以他们的原味尚存香气未变。
And so therefore, their taste remained in him and his scent has not changed.
十二节。
Verse 12.
神说日子将到我必打发到酒的往他那里去将他倒出来倒空他的器皿打碎他的坛子。
Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I shall send him wine workers who will tip him over and empty his vessels and break the bottles.
虽然当时的这些摩亚人他们一直安居在他们的本国当中没有受到一些的危险。
Even though the Moabites had lived in their land and they did not suffer very much.
但是神借着先知的口告诉他们说他们的日子要像这个瓦器一样被倒出来。
God used Jeremiah to warn them that the days are coming when they would be like these vessels that are tipped over and broken.
而且倒空以后呢，而且他们会被打碎。
After they have been emptied, they will be broken.
换句话说，这是神审判他们的日子来到。
This is when the days of God's judgment has come.
原因就是因为他们的骄傲。
The reason being because of their pride.
虽然他们觉得自己非常有能力。
Even though they thought themselves as being strong,
生活上国家里头是非常的财富是非常的富足。
And in their lives and in the society, they were very well off.
但是神对他们所做的一切神预先告诉他们神要怎样来惩罚他们。
But what God was going to do to them, he first warned them.
所以是三节。
So verse 13.
摩亚必因寂寞羞愧像以色列家从前倚靠伯特利的神羞愧一样。
Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence.
这里刚才我谈到寂寞就是当时摩亚人所敬拜的神。
So earlier I mentioned that Chemosh was a god that the Moabites worshipped.
先知在这里说摩亚必因寂寞羞愧。
And so here it says Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh.
像以色列家从前倚靠伯特利的神羞愧一样。
As the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence.
为什么在这里先知要这样说要说像以色列家从前倚靠伯特利的神羞愧一样呢？
Why does Jeremiah liken this to the house of Israel being ashamed of Bethel?
大家知道吗？
How do we know?
为什么先知在这里谈到说摩亚的神是寂寞这个假神
And why is it that Jeremiah says that this Chemosh is the god of the Moabites?
好像以色列家从前倚靠伯特利的神羞愧一样。
Just as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel.
为什么要这样来做个比较呢？
Why is there this comparison?
以色列家这个伯特利的神是指着什么？
And for the house of Israel, who is this God of Bethel?
大家还记得吗?
Does everyone remember?
我们来看这个列王记上。
Let's turn to 1 Kings.
列王记上31章。
First,
列王记上13章，对不起。
First Kings chapter 13.
十三章的三十二节到三十四节。
Verse 32 to verse 34.
三十二节。
32.
因为他奉神的命指着伯特利的坛和撒玛利亚各城有丘坛之殿所说的话必定应验。三十三节。这是以后耶罗波安人不离开他的恶道，将凡民立为丘坛的祭司，凡愿意的他都分别为圣，立为丘坛的祭司。三十四节。这是叫耶罗波安的家现在罪里，甚至他的家从地上铲除了。
Verse 32, for the saying which he cried out by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel, and against all the shrines on the high places which are in the cities of Samaria, which will surely come to pass. After this event, Jeroboam did not turn from his evil way, but again he made priests from every class of people for the high places.Whoever he wished, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. And this thing was the sin of the house of Jeroboam, so as to exterminate and to destroy it from the face of the earth.
这是记载当时这个所罗门王去世以后这个以色列国就分为南北两国。
And this was recording after Solomon had passed away and the kingdom was split into two.
北朝是以色列。
So the,
北国以色列,
the north was Israel.
然后南国呢就是犹大国。
And the south was the kingdom of Judah.
因为耶路撒冷圣殿的这个地点是当时是在犹大国。
Because Jerusalem was in the southern kingdom in Judah.
所以当时的耶罗波安为了不让百姓到耶路撒冷去敬拜神，所以他就在这里告诉我们他就在伯特利建造这些丘坛。
And in order for the people not to go into the other kingdom, Jeroboam created this altar in Bethel.
违反了神的命令。
And he went against the command of God.
让百姓来去拜偶像。
And he led them to worship the idols.
所以三十四节这里说，这是叫耶罗波安的家现在罪里甚至他的家从地上铲除了。
And so in verse 34, this was the sin of the house of Jeroboam so as to exterminate and to destroy it from the face of the earth.
所以这里耶利米先知他引用了当时这个耶罗波安当时为以色列国的王所发生的一件事情同样的让神得到让以色列得到羞愧。
And so Jeremiah was recounting this instance to talk about why the Israelites were destroyed.
我们回来看这个耶利米书的四十八章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 48.
四十八章。
Chapter 48.
十四节。
Verse 14.
你们怎么说我们的是勇士，是有勇士打仗的呢？十五节。摩亚变为荒场，敌人上去进了他的城邑，他所特选的少年人下去遭了杀戮，这是君王名为万军之神说的。十六节，摩亚的灾灾殃临近，他的苦难处处来到。十七节，凡在他视为和他认识他名的，你们都要为他悲伤，说那结实的杖和那美好的棍何竟折断了呢？十八节，住在这个底本的民要从你荣耀的位上下来，坐在坐受干渴，因毁灭摩亚的上来攻击你毁坏了你的宝藏。这里是谈到他们虽然国家有勇士但是呢这些人都会被杀死。
So from verse 14 to verse 18 talks about even though they had the strong men, they would still be destroyed and
killed. 所以就形容他们虽然有结实的杖还美好的棍 但是都被折断了。
Even though they had a strong staff and a beautiful rod, they would be broken.
表现说他们虽然也是有能力但是他们却是受到这些灾殃神的惩罚。
That is to say, even though they were strong, they would still succumb to the punishment of God.
所以19节到25节这里是谈到呢当时这些摩亚地里头地区里所发生的一些所指出了发生事情的一些这些地方的名字。
So from verse 19 to verse 25, it records of a number of places of which certain things happen.
25节是谈到说摩亚的脚折断了，摩亚的膀臂折断了。
Verse 25.
砍断了，折断了，这是神说的。
Verse 25, the horn of Moab is cut off and his arm is broken, says the Lord.
所以这里我们都知道说脚或者是膀臂就是代表一个人的能力，一个国家的这种。军力
We know that the horn can represent the army or how strong a nation's army is.
先知却告诉他们说，你们的脚是砍断了你们的膀臂是折断了。
So the horn of Moab is cut off and his arm is broken.
没有了脚，没有了膀臂的话呢，就不可能会出去战争。
Without this horn and without an arm, you cannot go out to war.
根本不可能跟敌人来征战。
There's no way you can fight against the enemy.
从26节到44节是谈到这种摩亚他们的狂妄的这种行为神预言要告诉他们说要怎么样会被停止。
And from verse 26 to verse 44 talks about the
狂妄
the haughty actions of Moab.
26节。
In verse 26.
你们要使摩亚沉醉因为他向神夸大。
Verse 26, make him drunk because he exalted himself against the Lord.
他要在自己所吐之中打滚，又要被人讥笑。
Moab shall wallow in his vomit, and he shall also be in derision.
这句话让我想起彼得后书所讲的一句话。
This verse reminds me of something that Elder Peter spoke about.
我们看彼得后书的第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书的第二章。
Second Peter chapter 2.
Peter 后书第二章，我们看二十节到二十二节。
Second Peter chapter 2, verse 20 to verse 22.
倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽。后来又在其中被缠住直覆他们幕后的景况就比先前更不好了。二十一节沙门晓得一路仅备了传给他们的圣命倒不如不晓得为妙。二十二节俗语说的真不错狗所吐的他早转过来又吃猪洗净了又回到泥里去滚这话在他们身上真合适。
Verse 20, for if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it, and to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed to her wallowing in the mire.
这里告诉我们是一个非常重要的一个提醒。
This is a very important reminder for us.
尤其是对我们今天的主内的弟兄姐妹来说，我们真的要非常的谨慎。
We have to be very vigilant.
因为我们已经认识了我们这位主耶稣基督。
Because we have come to know about Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣的救恩我们得以脱离世上的污秽。
Because of the saving grace of Jesus, we can escape from the pollutions of the world.
但是如果我们是因为信主以后又再回到而受到这些残累的事情来支付我们。
But if afterwards we have gone back into the world,
我们的幕后的景况就比先前更加的不好了。
Then the latter end is worse for them than the beginning.
所以彼得在这里说虽然他们是晓得一路。
Peter tells us that even though they had known the holy way,
但是呢，他们却背去了传给他们的这个圣命。
They had gone astray from what had been preach to them.
所以彼得在这里说，倒不如他们不知道为更为妙。
Peter has said that it would have been better for them to not have known the way.
所以他就用一个形容说狗所吐的，他转回来又去吃。
And so this is likened to the proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit.
或者是猪洗净了，又回到泥里头再去滚。
And a sow having washed to her wallowing in the mire.
所以当我们认识神以后，
After we have come to know of God,
我们真的要好好的来保守我们这个信仰。
We have to preserve our faith.
我们不要把因为世界上的忙碌而忘记了神。
We should not, because of work or our busyness, forget God.
我们发觉到今天有很多的基督徒来教会，就是人来心不到。
Today many
人到心不到。
Many Christians come to church, but their hearts are not at church.
尤其今天手机这种资讯非常的发达。
Especially today, when the technology is so great.
你发觉到说他们来到这里，心也不在这里。
Sometimes when people come to church, their hearts are not here.
想着就是说，等一下结束以后，我要去做一些什么，做我自己的事情。
They're thinking about what they're going to do afterwards, when everything is finished.
就是忘记了今天安息日是神所赐福的一天。
And they have forgotten that this Sabbath has been granted and given by.
真的要好好把这一天把世界上琐事都放在把它放下。
And we should truly let go of all our worries and our cares to worship.
专心的来到神的殿人到心到全心全意的来敬拜神。
To have the sincerity in heart and mind to worship Him.
不然的话，就好像刚才我们所读彼得后书所讲的一样。
Otherwise, we would become like what Peter has said.
我们回来看这个四十八章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 48.
二十七到三十。
Let's look at verse 27 to 30.
摩押啊，你不曾讥笑以色列吗？他岂是在贼中查出来的呢？你每逢提到他们，便摇头。二十八节，摩押的居民啊，要离开城邑，住在山崖里，像鸽子在深渊的口上打窝。二十九节，我们听说摩押人骄傲，是极其骄傲。听说他们自高自傲，并且狂傲居心自大。
Verse 27. For was not Israel derision to you? Was he found among thieves? For whenever you speak of him, you shake your head in scorn. You who dwell in Moab, leave the cities and dwell in the rock, and be like the dove which makes her nest in the sides of the cave's mouth. We have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceedingly proud of his loftiness and arrogance and pride, and of the haughtiness of his heart.
这里告诉我们摩押非常的骄傲。
Here it talks about how Moab was exceedingly proud.
先知不单只这样说他们骄傲，而且是说极其骄傲。
Not only did they have this pride, they were exceedingly proud.
所以他们是自高自傲。
And they were lofty in heart and they were arrogant.
狂妄居心自大。
And they had this haughtiness of their heart.
撒旦所用的三个武器从古时到现在都还在用。
And Satan has his three weapons that he has used since the beginning.
我们来看这个约翰一书。
Let's turn to First John.
约翰一书的第二章。
First John chapter 2.
十六节。
Verse 16.
约翰一书二章十六节。
First John chapter 2 verse 16.
十六节。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
约翰长老在这里再提醒我们。
Elder John is reminding us.
告诉我们不要爱世界，还有世界上的事情。
Not to love the world or the things of the world.
我们发觉到说，今天人离开真道，就是从这三方面而跌倒。
We find that when people leave the church, they have fallen in one of these aspects.
因为他说，凡世界上的事情，就好像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲。
For all that is in the world, that is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
这里告诉我们是这些都不是从神那里来的。
Here it tells us that these are not from the Father.
这些是从世界上来的，这些是属魔鬼的。
And these are of the world, and these are of Satan.
所以我们作为神的儿女，我们真的在活在世上的时候，我们要 非常的谨慎。
As the children of God, as we're living in this world, we have to be very careful.
有的人信仰上的跌倒是因为肉体的情欲。
Sometimes people fall from their faith and it's because of the lust of the flesh.
有的人的跌倒是因为他们眼目上的情欲。
Some fall because of the lust of the eyes.
其实这些例子圣经上真的是多得不得了，很多的。值得来提醒我们的例子。
There are many examples in the Bible to remind us of these two aspects.
还有就是今生的骄傲。
And thirdly, the pride of life.
一般今生的骄傲都是因为很可能都是在会在比较会在在对教会的这个在教会里头发生的。
And for the third, the pride of life often happens in the church.
所以这次我们也要来被提醒我们要谨慎的地方。
And so these are reminders for us of areas which we have to be vigilant.
我们看这个箴言16章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言16章。
Proverbs 16.
16章18节
Proverbs 16 verse 18
16章18节
Proverbs 16 verse 18
骄傲在败坏以前狂心在跌倒之前
A pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall
这里告诉我们一个人因为骄傲而跌倒是经过一段的时间
And so, so when someone falls through pride or haughtiness it'sAfter a period
不是一个很短的时间就会发生。
It's not something that happens immediately.
是经过一段很长的时间。
It takes time for this to happen.
所以圣经在圣经告诉我们说，神施恩给谦卑的人。
The Bible tells us that God gives grace to the humble.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
But he opposes the proud.
所以这是彼得前书第五章所讲的。
And this is in 1 Peter chapter 5.
所以在这里48章里头告诉我们摩押他们是骄傲而且是极其骄傲。
And Jeremiah chapter 48 tells us that Moab was exceedingly proud.
神借着先知的口告诉他们说他们是至高至傲而且是狂妄居心之大。
And God used the mouth of the prophets to tell them of this loftiness, this arrogance, this pride.
当有人这样提醒我们的时候
，When someone reminds us of this,
我们真的要听
We have to listen.
如果我们一般人都不觉得自己有时候会有这个骄傲的心
，If we feel as though we do not have this proud heart,
如果这个心变成狂妄
，If this pride becomes exceeding,
狂妄居心自大。
I'm exceedingly proud.
怎样呢？ Haughtiness of his heart. Okay.
So if it becomes the haughtiness of his heart.
这就是更加难来顺服，而且谦卑下来。
Then it becomes even more difficult to submit and to become humble.
三十节。
Verse 30.
我知道他的愤怒是虚空的，他夸大的话一无所成。
I know his wrath, says the Lord, but it is not right. His lies have made nothing right.
这就是要告诉我们一切所做的都会不能成就。
This is to tell us that anything that is done will not come to pass.
虽然是这样在这48章里头，我们却看到神还是一位怜悯的神。
Even in chapter 48, we see that God is still a merciful God.
我们来看这个47节。
And let's look at verse 47.
48章47节。
Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 47.
神说到末后我还要使被掳的摩押人归回摩押受审判的话到此为止。
Yet I will bring back the captives of Moab in the latter days, says the Lord. Thus far is the judgment of Moab.
先知也希望这个摩押能够再次在神的面前诚恳的来祷告。
And God had this hope that the people would pray.
神一样会来怜悯他们。
And that God would have mercy on them.
就好像在路加福音15章谈到的浪子回头的比喻一样。
Just like in Luke chapter 15 talks about the prodigal son.
如果摩押能够真正的照先知的话来去做的话。
If the Moabites were able to do according to what the prophet has said.
神一样会来接纳他们。
Then God would receive them.
当然摩押是不相信的这个外族人。
And of course, the Moabites are unbelievers, they are Gentiles.
摩押是谁的后裔
?And who, the Moabites are the descendants of who?
谁的后裔？边个？吓？犹大？唔系。点会犹大？唔会犹大。边个？Are you teachers? 啊，不是说宗教教育老师要知道，不是宗教教育老师就不需要知道啊，一样都要知道。摩押是谁的后代
？Who is? Where do the Moabites come from? Who do they descend?
摩押跟亚门应该是怎么说？表哥表弟吧。
The Moabites and Ammonites have relations.
啊，是挪亚大女儿的儿子。不是挪亚，是挪亚，是的。罗德，对不起，讲错了。
They are the descendants from the eldest daughter of Lot.
啊，大儿子大女儿生的就是挪亚。
And so the elder sister,
elder daughter
gave birth to Moab.、
啊年轻的就是亚门。
And the younger to Ammon.
Okay. 那有没有好的摩亚人？
Are there good Moabites? Was there anyone good from Moab?
有没有？之前，鲁达，
Ruth.
路德是大卫的曾祖母。
Ruth is the great grandmother of David.
啊，所以摩亚人也有好的。
So there are good people from Moab.
敬畏愿一个人愿意悔改来敬畏神，神一样会来接纳他们。
When someone is willing to return to God and to come before Him, then God will receive.
Okay. 那四十九章就谈到这个亚门人的预言，还有这个以东的预言了。
And so chapter 49 talks about the judgment upon Ammon and Edom.
当然主要就是谈到还有其他的这些民族的一些预言啊，神要怎么样来惩罚他们。
And also some other judgments on other nations.
Okay. 大家有没有问题？大家有没有其他分享的？
Are there any supplements?
那如果没有的话，那我们接下来就要结束这查经，我们要祷告。
If not, then we're going to conclude with a prayer.
祷告以后呢，我们因为今天是禁食祷告。
And after we conclude, because today is fasting prayer.
所以是没有午餐的。
But there is no lunch.
所以我们休息几分钟，我们回来会堂，我们继续祷告。
After 5 minutes, so we'll come back to the chapel to pray.
好，那我们一起跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.